Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Wharton. Last week, Paul talked about possessing the gate. Today, Paul will be talking about God's immutable word. Let's join Paul now as he teaches God's immutable word.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Wharton, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries, where we have been getting together and talking about this blessed dream, this fantastic vision that God has placed in each and one of our hearts. We've been talking about Abraham, the covenant that God has made and swore to Abraham, how the same covenant, the same promise that God gave Abraham is for each and every one of us today. And last time we were together, we were talking about possessing the gates, where God is raising up in the end times of not weak or anemic believers, but powerful people, powerful believers that have a vision, that have a dream, where we can embrace this living out the promises of the Abraham covenant, where God tells us that to ministers and teachers and fathers and mothers and stuff, where we can claim these people and claim them for the Lord and possess the victory over the enemy on these visions and on these dreams, to where we can win people over for the Lord. And today I kind of like to talk about God's immutable word. God sealed the provisions of his covenant with Abraham by his own oath, saying, "By myself have I sworn," and that's in Genesis 22:16. "There is no one greater than God." So God swore by himself that this covenant would be fulfilled. He also sealed these promises with an oath. The scripture confirms that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall not make it good? That's in Numbers 23:19. God promised it, God stands behind it, and God's word and promises will not be broken or come back void. God provided two immutable proofs to end all doubt and uncertainty regarding his promises. They provide a sure and a steadfast anchor for your soul, no matter your circumstances, no matter your problems, or no matter what challenges come up before you. The synonyms for the word immutable are abiding, changeless, consistent, constant, enduring, ceaseless, continual, endless, permanent, stable, unchanging, unalterable, and eternal. How many people do you know that can give you a promise and make a promise to you and have all these synonyms behind that promise? Not very many out there anymore. It seems like something will happen, something will take place, an argument, bad feelings, get moved, or something in life will change, and that promises is broken. How many times have we realized that we can be promised something and knowing that it's not going to be fulfilled? Thank God we don't have that with him. When he makes a promise, I guarantee you it will happen. He stands behind it. That's why it said all these synonyms are behind his promises. Is that secure enough for you? I know it is me. Concerning his word, God declared, "So shall my word be that goeth out from my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper, and things whereunto I sent it." You can read that in Isaiah 55:11. That is a very good promise for us to claim. If you want to reach your destiny, base your life and ministry on the Word of God. God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." You can read that in Joshua 1:8. Does that mean we got to be reading the Word of God 24/7? No. It is a time you need to take time each day to read the Word, to study the Word. Memorize verses. So when you're going out through the day, have these verses go through your mind mentally to think about that. These are promises that God has given us. This is strength that God has given us. Like you would sit down to eat food to when you're hungry, the same way with the Word of God. It's nutrition for our spirit. It is food for our spirit. It is the promises that God has given to each and every one of us to strengthen us, to help us to make this dream a reality. God's Word will not fail. If you want a successful ministry, base it on the Word of God. Not a political position, not a moral issue, but on God's Word. In so doing, you will accomplish His purposes. You will change the lives of men and women and entire nations. You will prosper in all you do, and you will fulfill your divine destiny. God has sworn by Himself and sealed His Word with an oath. His promises will be fulfilled. God is here to help us. God is here to strengthen us. He promised that He will be with us. He promised that He will strengthen us. He promised that He will take us to the end and make this dream a reality. If we just put our trust and promises on God and study His Word and to know this Word and to have His Word, His promises in our mind constantly. You know, we ride around or you watch TV or we do something, we kind of snack here and there. Do the same word spiritually with your Word. Memorize Bible verses and every once in a while, run one through your mind to have it as a snack, and it will feed your soul, it will nourish your soul, and it will strengthen your spirit and help you in to fulfill this dream. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you so much that we can depend upon your Word. That, Father, that you will not break your promise, that you will not go back on your Word, and that your Word will not come back void to you. Father, your promises are strong, your promises are sure and just, and I know we can depend on your promises. Father, I thank you that you will swore this oath on your own, that we can depend upon it and we can help it to grow. Father, strengthen each and every one of us. Father, help us to know we can claim these promises for ourselves. Father, help us to read your Word, to study your Word, to have this as a nourishment to our spiritual lives, that we can make this dream, this vision, a reality that you have placed in each and one of our hearts. Father, strengthen us and help us. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will open our minds, that we be able to read and to understand and to grasp these promises that you have given to each and every one of us. Father, be with everyone that hears this and touch them and strengthen them, I pray. And Father, we will never, ever fail to give you the praise and the glory and the honor for these promises that you have given to us. We thank you for that in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us today and today's teaching, God's Immutable Word. Join Paul next week as he talks about Don't Be Shut Out. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teachings. You can write us or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny at LTM4Christ.com. Again, that's Divine Destiny at LTM4Christ.com. Or you can mail and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.